another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee.
Good evening and welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Retirement Income Specialist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. Hey, would you like to learn more about Social Security and annuities? It's so easy. You can call 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or go to the website, retirementmark.com. I'm looking at it right now, and it's loaded with easy-to-understand financial information and free resources for you to download. In fact, if you've got a smartphone, go to retirementmark.com. Boom. All the information's there. You can download the free reports. And I downloaded Mark's ebook, Thinking Outside the Money Box, right to my tablet. It's that easy. You can too, but it's for a limited time. So jump on that, retirementmark.com. Well, you're listening, well, we were listening to the song by Eddie Cantor, Making Whoopee. Do you remember that song? Well, back in 1929, whoopee was about the only thing people were making as Black Friday hit the New York Stock Exchange. More than 16 million shares are traded in a panic, causing stock prices to collapse completely and thousands of investors to lose their entire savings. I tell you, it was a rough time in history, wasn't it, Mark?
Well, I wasn't born back in 1929, but it was definitely a rough time in history. I hear all kinds of stories when I meet with all my clients.
That's so true. And I think when the market volatility starts occurring like it has over the last few weeks, Wall Street springs to mind immediately. You know, earlier this month, the market had erased all of the gains it made in 2014. Barry Bannister with Stifel Nicholas tells CNBC he doesn't think we've headed into a bear market just yet.
We've all been shaken up, but we all know the risks, and they are the three things the market's worried about, which are deflation, decreases in 2015 estimates for global GDP and earnings, and overdue volatility moves, which we're seeing some of now. But no, I think things look pretty bullish.
Mark, what's your take on the recent volatility?
Well, I noticed that people have called and, you know, they're worried. They're worried, is the market going to crash again and things like that. What I can say is that everyone needs to have a plan. Everyone, pre-retirees, retirees, they need to take advantage of our free retirement strategy session so that we can teach them and help them implement a strategy for their unique personalized retirement shield. And basically what that is we just look at all their information and all the data we collect from them, and we help them come up with a plan just in case we have a lot of volatility. You may not want as much money in the market as you think. So you need to plan for that ahead of time.
And planning is so easy. All you have to do is call Mark Lumia to schedule your complimentary retirement strategy session. The number is 1-800-7-MARK-72. Mark, we had mentioned the retirement red zone earlier in the show. What if I'm in that retirement red zone? Should I be concerned about what's happening in Wall Street?
To be in the retirement red zone, that means we're within 10 years of retirement. And when you're within 10 years of retirement, you don't have as much time to recover from a big loss like we had in 2008, that almost 40% decline. So you should be worried about Wall Street. You should find out how much you should have in the market, meaning at risk, versus how much you should have in safe type investments with no chance to go down in value. So yes, the answer to the question, Grace, is that you should be worried and that you have to have a plan.
That's right. And Mark can help you get that plan. Well, baby, it's cold outside. Well, maybe not. It's here in Florida. But heating bills should be lower this winter because the deep freeze that chilled much of the nation last year is unlikely to return. The AP's David Melendi explains.
Remember last winter, the bitter cold polar vortex that stunned the Midwest and Northeast? NOAA's Mike Halpert says not likely this year.
At this point, there's nothing that indicates we'll see a repeat of that.
He says the outlook is for warmer than average temperatures from the west along the Canadian border all the way into New England. But watch out further south.
Below average temperatures are favored in the south central and southeastern parts of the nation.
And the outlook also indicates above average precipitation in those areas. Think snow. David Melendi, Washington.
You know, for your clients that have homes in the north and then they come and to Florida to warm up for the winter months, why is it important to factor in unexpected, you know, expenses like utilities coming or going?
Well, what I find is a lot of people don't even have a balance sheet. They just can tell me approximately how much they're spending every month. So basically what we do is we help our clients create what we call a household balance sheet, which will list all their needs, plus their wants, like if they want to go on a vacation or on a cruise. And we also put inflation in there. So it's critical for them to have a household balance sheet to find out what it really does cost them per month, so then we can design a plan for them to have enough income to last for the rest of their life. There's only three types of capital out there. We have what's called human capital, social capital, and financial capital. And human capital is the stuff we work for, the money we make as we work. Social capital is the money we get from other people's work. And financial capital is what you actually put away for yourself for retirement. So we need to look at that thing, and you can't really start without a household balance sheet to tell you how much you need to spend. If you have higher fuel bills, that has to be included in the equation.
You know, Mark, you mentioned on one of our earlier shows that when someone calls you to schedule their complimentary retirement strategy session, that you have 10 key questions that you sit down with them and ask them. Why do you ask them these questions?
We like to find out more about them. And the questions can be something like, oh, how'd you find out about us? So that's good for us, so we know how they're finding us. Then it might be, well, are you happy with your current advisor? And then sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. And we just ask them different questions like that to figure out where they're going. Like, what would you consider a great financial strategy or plan? What are you looking for? And then finally, on question number 10, it's like, what keeps you up at night?
And, yeah, that was
key. A lot of questions. Yeah. So, you know, those questions are important. They have nothing to do with financial numbers. Later, they fill out another sheet that gives me all their data, and they give us copies of their statements and tax returns and any kind of contracts they may have. And we look at all that to develop a plan.
And, you know, you asked that key question, what keeps you up at night? I think that's huge, because when our finances are uncertain, or when there's something nagging at us or bugging us about our finances, or maybe we haven't planned, that does kind of flow over, and it can keep you up at night.
Yeah, I have some clients that say sugar. So I guess there's a lot of things that are kids.
Caffeine, too much sugar, caffeine.
No, but seriously, yeah, finances, I have people that look at that thing every single day, and I just can't imagine the stress they have. People, when they come to me, they have 100% in the market with some other advisor or firm, and they're looking at that thing every day. They're 78 years old. That must be really, really stressful. So what I try to do is create a plan that they're just confident in. They realize there's a certain amount of the money that has no chance of going down in value. The other money they decide to leave at risk does have a chance to go up and down. But even that, we try to manage in a way that's more conservative.
And Mark, your book, Thinking Outside the Money Box, you zeroed in on some really hot topics in your book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. It's on Amazon's website, but for a limited time, you're graciously offering it for free at retirementmark.com. What were the hot button topics that you wanted to cover in your book?
Let's say we're starting and we're like 55 years old. You need to start thinking about Social Security. You're going to take it at 62. You're going to take it to 66. You're going to take it at 70. You also may have, acquired or built up a huge 401k. Well, when you take that out, it's going to all be taxable. So is there a strategy moving from traditional to Roth that the money can grow tax deferred and you can save taxes? And then the life insurance part. A lot of people think life insurance is just for death. They don't realize how many benefits life insurance has, or what I call living benefits. And you have liquidity use control. It grows tax deferred. You can borrow against your policy. You can use your policy for collateral if you're trying to borrow money from a bank. So not every concept is for every person, and not every concept will every person agree to do. So you can just show them what's out there, and then you help them make the best decision they can based on their unique personal situation.
And the book is great, and I thought it was very precious that, you know, of course, you part of your dedication was to your wife, Marina, and the three kids, Ian, Mia, and Liam. And you even included pictures of you and the family just laughing and smiling. You can just tell how much you really love your family.
Oh, absolutely. Just today when I was prepping for tonight's show, basically my little daughter walks in and brings me this drink that we made with our new machine called a Vitamix, which basically you don't even know what's in the drink, but it tastes really sweet and it's really good. And come to find out later, it had kale in it, and it had broccoli.
Oh,
and,
my!
You know, lots of different fruits and bananas and juices, and it was actually a really, really, really healthy drink. And my daughter brings it to me and then checks me out and says, "Hey, you need anything else, Daddy?" It's just beautiful.
That's so sweet.
And then this morning, like when I went to get Liam up, I go in this room and I say, hey, son, you ready to get up? He goes, no. So I said, okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. I go back a few minutes later and I touch him. He goes, no. I think it took like four times today. Anyway, he finally got up and we started drinking that juice together. It was pretty good. We actually called a smoothie.
That's precious. I know you got to sneak those veggies in somehow, right?
They love it too.
That's smart.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we've already talked a lot tonight, and Mark has shared some really incredible information with us, but maybe you didn't get it down in your notes, or you've got some questions now about your own plan. Are you on track? Maybe you've got an awesome plan, but you want Mark to take a second look at it. He would love to sit down with you for a complimentary retirement strategy session. Call this number, 800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7572. And, of course, check out the website, retirementmark.com. Well, up next, are you a complacent investor? We'll hear from author Harry Dent when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 returns right after this.